It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot, as always, for joining us on this Thursday morning. We've got a busy show lined up for you. We'll start the day by talking with former LPGA Tour golfer Emma Talley Smith. After that, we'll check in at soccer practice with Caldwell County Lady Tiger head coach Rhett Miller. Benji Dunbar from the Caldwell County Tiger Gold Rush Club will be here to talk about the Meet the Tigers football banquet coming up a little bit later this month. And coming up about 8:45 or so this morning, we'll tell you all about the 2025 class of the Caldwell County Football Hall of Fame. Again, we'll be making that announcement about 8:45 this morning, so you'll want to stay tuned for all that coming up this morning. Stay with us here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Hi, this is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The new Kubota MX series has a lot to offer, including the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. An optional spacious cab to keep you comfortable in all conditions, a front-end loader with excellent loader lift capacity and transmission options, and rated number one in durability and owner experience.
See your Kubota dealer, H&R AgriPower, on Eagle Way in Hopkinsville for a test drive.
Life's busy, but keeping your ride in top shape should be easy. That's where Tri-Suse comes in. If you're always on the go, their expert team will make sure your vehicle's ready for every adventure, whether it's fresh off the lot or full of memories. With the latest diagnostics, cutting-edge service, and genuine factory parts, you can hit the road with total confidence. Tri-Suse is here to keep your journeys worry-free. Book your service today and get back to what matters together.
I'm Jeff McDaniels, financial advisor with InvestFB. My favorite part of what we do is helping clients realize that doing small things consistently can add up to bigger successes down the road.
Success on the basketball court is a lot like that. If you do enough little things right, your chances of winning improve.
Travis, I could not have said that better. Having a great team around you can't hurt either.
Yes, sir. Everyone needs someone to hold the ladder when cutting down the nets.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance.
Chick-fil-A of Hopkinsville wants to salute the outstanding achievements of our area student-athletes. Each week, a student-athlete will be chosen based on academics, athletics, and achievements. Watch for the Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com. Academics, athletics, and achievements at Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning. And joining us now on the show, Emma Talley Smith joins us. And Emma, good morning. Thanks for coming on our show again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Congratulations to you, first of all, on becoming a mom. And tell us about your daughter.
Yeah, she's actually sleeping on my chest right now. So if you hear some little baby sounds, that's what it is. But yeah, it's been so good. She's so cute. She's 5 weeks old tomorrow, so it's been really, really, really great.
Now, you kind of come from a larger family. Is that something you'd like to have as well?
Well, we'll see. I mean, one is good right now.
Okay, we'll try to keep it down then, so the baby can sleep. Do want to congratulate you on joining the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame. When were you notified that you'd been selected for that?
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago. Ken Farmer and a couple of other people, Mick Potter, several different people in the community wrote letters, and I'm very, very thankful. I found that out later. But, yeah, it's just been so nice and such a crazy year, but then also such a wonderful year. And it's going to be cool to have our baby there with us as we celebrate that. It's a big honor, and I'm very, very thankful.
Yeah, and the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame, that encompasses a whole lot. That's your entire career, not just your professional career.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I said, it's been a great career, long career. And my dad always said, like, golf gets you to where you want to be in life, and golf will always be a part of me. So, yeah, it's really amazing, and I feel very honored to be part of such a good group of people. And I'm excited to go up there this fall and celebrate.
Now, when you started playing golf as a youngster, did you ever think, hey, one day I'll be in the Hall of Fame?
You know, you always dream of things like that. So, yeah, it's really cool. And I didn't do everything in my career I wanted to do, but I did most of it. And so this is just kind of a cherry on top.
Now, I think it's just a matter of time before the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame also comes a calling.
Well, we'll see. That would be great. But, yeah, very thankful.
Well, a three-time state champion, and, you know, I was thinking about this last night when I was putting my notes together. You were also a three-time region champion, but there's a different reason why you didn't win four regions than from not winning four states. And you actually hold one distinction. You're one of the few people who actually got to play in the state tournament without having to play in a regional tournament one year.
Yes. Justin and I represented the United States one year at the Junior Ryder Cup, and so we couldn't play in the regional tournament, so they gave us an exemption that year, and we were both very thankful for that because we were really bummed that we weren't going to get to play in state. So that was very nice of the KHSAA, and I think I did win that year, but that was very nice of them to let us play anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of a rare thing. I don't remember that happening very often, and you did win state that year, I believe, and talk about your career as a whole, and, you know, we've talked about the Hall of Fame, and is there any chance we'll see you back out on the golf course at some point, or have you finished that and you're kind of satisfied with that?
Well, when I said I was done. I said I was going to retire, and that's still the goal now, but you never know. I mean, I took maternity from the LPGA Tour. I do miss it, but I think I miss just the competition and waking up every day trying to get 1% better. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it feels in months to come. Obviously, I love being a mom right now, so lots of things to look forward to, and still trying to kind of figure out what my next steps are. I love coaching. I love the media part of what I've been doing, and there's so many things I've never done before. So there's a lot of things I'd like to try out before I go back to playing golf, that's for sure.
Did it feel weird, though, this year, not having to plan out all of your tournaments over the season?
No, it felt amazing. It felt good not to have to do all that stuff. That's the part that was always hard, logistics and, you know, all the flights and hotels and rental cars and just planning everything. So, no, that is the part I don't miss.
Well, I never could figure out the LPGA priority list. I would look at that thing every week, and I'm like, is Emma in this tournament? Is she not in this tournament?
It's pretty complicated. You're not alone.
Now, coming up this weekend, we have the Emma Talley Invitational at the Princeton Golf Club. How did that kind of come about?
Yeah, what a great honor as well. They actually reached out to me. They have a ladies' league at the club, and they reached out, and they said, we would like to name it the Emma Talley Invitational. Is that okay with you? And I said, yes, of course. And I can't just say yes there, so we're doing on Friday night. I'm doing a clinic with the girls. There's about 90 participants in the tournament. So we got a good field, and I've got some since it's the first one, I called all of my old sponsors and all the little things that I've used for a long time and try to get some cool prizes. So it's going to be a cool, it's going to be a really cool day and another great honor that they wanted to do. And it was, I was very excited to be, that's something I've always wanted, but would be a golf tournament. So, like I said, it's just been a really cool year. Lots of little things that have happened that I wasn't expecting, and they've been great.
Now, what do you miss most about being on tour and playing golf every week? Because that's something you've done, it seems like, forever in your life.
Yeah, I think just the competition, competing every single week against the best players in the world, that adrenaline rush you get from playing, competing, and I think also just the preparation. I think a lot of times people think winning the trophies are the best part about it, and I remember when I won national championship in the USAM and all the tournaments I've won, holding the trophy is really cool, but it's really the preparation that's the most fun part about it.
Yeah, talk about the LPGA Tour, and it just seems like every year the players get better and better and better.
Yeah, that's honestly one reason I retired, because I just don't hit the ball as far as this next generation. And my dad keeps saying, he's like, that's how it's supposed to be. So I think that's just, you know, the younger generations are always stronger, faster, bigger. And, yeah, that's kind of the reason why you're seeing the scores continue to get better and better, because, frankly, they're just hitting the ball so far. They're having shorter irons into the green. So, yeah, the tour is getting stronger every single year. We actually haven't had a repeat winner this year, so every single event has been a new winner this season. So it's pretty crazy. You know, Nelly's obviously number one in the world, but she hasn't, isn't having the year that she had last year. So it's been really cool to see the new generation step up and play even better than before, but it also makes me realize why I retired.
Well, golf is kind of that way, though. Somebody, whether it's men's or women's, kind of comes out and takes control of it for maybe a year or two or three, but then, like you say, somebody else comes along and you think, well, nobody can play better than this person, but then they come along and they do.
Yeah, I mean, golf is such a weird sport in general. You have good weeks, you have bad weeks. You can miss six cuts in a row and then the next one win. And that's kind of, once you get on a, it's a bit of a roller coaster. Once you get on an uphill climb, you kind of have to ride that momentum, and then sometimes you get stuck in the valley. So watching both the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour, you know, what Scotty's done this year and last year, it's just incredible. But you're not going to see that very often, because you're basically having to beat 143 players every single week to win. So it's really hard to win on both tours, and most people are thankful and feel lucky to just get one win under their belt. So, when you see a player that comes out and dominates, that's just, it really is special now that I've been out there. You know, it's hard to make cuts every single week. You're traveling, and, you know, some weeks you don't feel good, some weeks you don't get the right draw with the weather. I mean, there's so many other factors other than just the golf itself. So when you see a dominant player go out and do like what Nelly and Scotty have done, it really, really, really is pretty amazing, because not every single week are they getting the best draw, and they're not feeling their best every week, and they don't love it. It's really the only sport that you have a different turf every week too, a different playing situation. You know, the golf course is different every week. So it really is incredible. And like I said, most people are just thankful to get one win out there, because it really is hard when you get to that last level of professional golf.
Now, you've always been a big ambassador for golf. Do you enjoy giving the clinics and kind of teaching golf to younger players?
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, the women's clinic on Friday night will be really cool. I do love it, and I think, you know, golf has given me basically everything in my life. It gave me an education at Alabama. I met my husband through golf. I think my relationship with my parents is amazing because of golf. We traveled the world, and we're on a golf course together all the time together. And now it's probably going to give me my next job in whatever I decide to do. But You know, I think that's the thing I always want to encourage girls and kids is golf is such a great sport because you can play forever. It's always in your back pocket. A lot of CEOs love golf. So it's just such a wonderful sport, and almost every athlete at Alabama will contact me after they finish their career and want golf lessons virtually because they're like, it's a really, you can't go out and play soccer by yourself or basketball by yourself, but you can go out and play golf. So everyone ends up loving golf, and it's just such a great game. And I just hope more and more players and kids and women get involved with the game because it really is such a great sport. And it has given me so much, and it doesn't have to give someone a professional career to be a great sport. It's so much more than that. Like, it's great for exercise and being outside and peaceful and, you know, all the things. So it's just a wonderful sport, and I'm so thankful that we happened to live on the golf course growing up because my parents didn't play. So it all just kind of worked out, and I'm just very thankful that I was that outlier and all the people that got to do live out their dreams that I got to do that. So it's just been really cool, and I'm very, very thankful.
We are talking this morning with Emma Tally Smith, who is a 2025 Kentucky Golf Hall of Famer, and again, congratulations on that. You were talking about your parents, though, and I saw you post on Facebook earlier this week about the AJGA tournament, and I know there were a lot of those tournaments that your parents were always with you at when you were a youngster.
Oh, I think it's so cool what they're doing. They asked me to be a part of it, but I'm not quite ready to make that drive with the baby by myself for a few days. So, unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it this year. But, the AJGA, we had so much fun. I think that's one of my favorite parts of my whole career was just, you know, they make it really fun. They have lots of parties, and they have ping pong tables after the round. You would stick around, play ping pong with your friends, and then you'd go practice and do putting competitions. And it was just such a fun time of my life. And to see Paducah kind of take this on is, I think, just amazing. And it's such a special time in your life. And most of the players that will be on the PGA Tour and LPGA Tours one day, most of them go through the AJGA circuit. So they're going to be good players too. So it's just really cool that I'm very excited for Paducah, and I hope to be a part of it maybe next year.
Yeah, talk about the connections you've kind of made through the years with all your golf travels, and that's kind of opened up some other opportunities, and, you know, we've kind of seen you on TV a little bit talking about golf.
Yeah, you know, like I said, golf is just one of those sports that it connects you because you don't, no other sport do you walk around a golf course and get to chit-chat with people. So, it has just given me so much, and I don't know what's next for me, but it definitely has connected me to so many people, friends, relationships, CEOs of companies, professional athletes. I mean, you name it, and it has done that for me. So I'm very thankful for that. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, I will stay in golf. Like I said, I don't know what capacity yet. Still trying to figure that out. Hopefully by January, I'll kind of know what I'm doing. I kind of gave myself this year to have the baby and enjoy motherhood, and then next year, hopefully, I'm doing something. But it really has connected me. I probably know someone in every state. Probably know a lot of people from at least one, most countries. I probably know one person. So it's amazing how it connects you to so many people, and it's just been such a cool ride, and I value that probably the most of out of all the wins and out of all the things. It's the relationships at the end of the day that I think me and my parents and my team, we will cherish the most, are all the people and all those friendships you make and all those dinners you went out with friends. And it's all those moments that are better than playing golf. You know, those are the things you play for and what made it so special over the years.
Do you get to watch much golf? Because one of my favorite tournaments is starting up today, the Open Championship. They're in Northern Ireland today. Kind of makes me laugh a little bit, though, when they talk about a heat wave because it's going to be in the upper 70s. But I do like the Open Championship.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed it's not going to be carnage this year. That's the fun part of watching the Open is, and honestly, I think the players would rather, not rather that, but you kind of go over there with the expectation of like, this is going to be rainy, it's going to be cold, and you're kind of excited for it in a way. You would never be excited for that in the United States, but for some reason when you go over there, that's kind of just what you expect. So I'm interested to hear and watch what the players have to say about it. But yes, I now that I have a newborn in my life, I have been watching a lot of golf, and I used to never watch golf. So, you know, I love the game so much, and so now when I watch it, I'm like, maybe I can do that. And I will say, you know, now that having a child, I'm like, golf was easy. I was so stressed so many times out there as a professional golfer. And now I'm like, I could easily go back and do this because having a baby is way harder than golf. But I'm assuming that when I would go out there, it would just go back to being stressed. But yeah, it's playing those links courses are just, that's probably another one of my favorite things is playing in Europe. All those courses that we got to play, Carnoustie and, you know, they played St. Andrews last year, and it's just so much fun. All those golf courses you play over there are just so beautiful and such a different type of game than we play in America.
Well, Emma, I appreciate you coming on the show this morning and always being generous with your time. Again, congratulations on the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame nomination and the honor coming up for you, and congratulations again on being a mom.
Thank you so much. If I sounded a little tired, I probably am, so give me some grace, everybody. But thank you for having me, and I'll see Princeton tomorrow. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Emma.
Bye.
That's Emma Talley-Smith, Kiowa County High School standout, three-time state champion, and everyone knows all about her professional and college career and former LPGA Tour golfer, and once again, a member of the 2025 class of the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame. Stay with us. More on the Sideline Report coming up after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stallings Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallings Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
You only turn 130 once, and Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Trice-Hughes has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Trice-Hughes, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Trice-Hughes.
Enter your cutest kids photo contest at WPKYonline.com. Winner will receive a $100 prize pack from the Persnickety Pig, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Herb Hayes Furniture, and Max's. Winner announced July 20th.
Boy, it's hot, but I've got even hotter savings at the Big Deal Store.
Today, save big with Be Happy Coffee.
Click Big Deals at our website for Santa's Summer Splash Savings.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. We appreciate Emma Talley-Smith joining us on the show. Still to come, we'll check in with Caldwell County Lady Tigers soccer head coach Rhett Miller from practice this morning. And also we'll talk with Caldwell County Tiger Gold Rush Club President Benji Dunbar about their Meet the Tigers banquet coming up later this month. And coming up about 8:45, 8:50-ish, we'll tell you all about the 2025 Caldwell County Football Hall of Fame class. Stay with us as we continue here on the Sideline Report at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Charter Senior Living Community in Hopkinsville offers the best in personalized care and memory care services. Their community provides a unique and comfortable living environment tailored to each individual's needs.
At Caldwell Medical Center, caring for your family is at the heart of what they do, offering family practice, internal medicine, and pediatric services to handle your health needs. From wellness exams and vaccinations to the treatment of various health conditions, their comprehensive care keeps you covered. Don't travel for quality health care. Find everything your family needs with Caldwell Medical Associates Family Practice Clinic, right here, close to home. Find more information at CaldwellMedical.com.
You look amazing. What's your secret?
Oh, girl, I've been taking the shot, the semi-glutide weight loss shot.
Isn't that super expensive and hard to get?
No, girl. I get mine at Princeton Drugstore. My starting dose was less than $50 a week, and I lost 20 pounds my first month. And if you don't have a prescription, you can talk to their telehealth physician.
Wow, that sounds great. I totally need to give them a call.
Princeton Drugstore. Your journey to feeling and looking fabulous starts here. Contact them today.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Tess. Come on out and see me Friday, July 18th, as we announce the grand prize winner of the Summer of Fun. Have you gotten entered? You better be, because somebody is going to win a prize pack from area businesses valued at $450. That is one winner takes all. Holiday Hills Resort, Friday, July 18th from 3 to 5 p.m. with 1580 103.3 WPKY.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us. As promised, we're going live to Caldwell County Lady Tigers soccer practice right now, and we've got Caldwell County head coach Rhett Miller with us on the line. And Rhett, good morning. Thanks for coming on the show. How are things looking at practice?
Well, good morning, and boy, it's hot. That's what it is. This morning is really hot and nice and humid. We love it.
Well, I know you guys have been going early to try to beat the heat, but the heat got here early today.
Yeah, the heat got here a lot faster than we used to. So that's okay. They're still working hard.
What are you guys working on this morning as you kind of get ready for the upcoming season?
Yeah, well, we haven't really been doing anything where we have starters against non-starters, and we're starting to get to a place where we might know who those people are. You know, we're kind of at a disadvantage in that, you know, we've only been practicing for a week, but here we're going to a tournament, the Bluegrass Games, this Saturday. And, you know, let's just face it, we're very much in a rebuilding year, with losing six seniors and only having three seniors this year. So trying to get who's going to be where and how that's going to work is not an easy process.
Yeah, the Bluegrass State Games is coming up this weekend in Lexington. Is it a little earlier this year than it usually is?
Nope, it's the same week. Well, today earlier, but it's the same weekend as normal. We're kind of used to having this situation. The good news is we got a full week afterwards before we get to our first scrimmage. So time to work on it. Absolutely love the fact that we're going to Bluegrass Games every year, because it gives us a chance to look at things for practice for the next 2 weeks.
Well, that was kind of my next question, is how do you approach those games? Because essentially those are preseason games, and that's really something other sports don't get, because you get those three games and then you get two scrimmages as well.
Yeah, it's a big plus to be able to go to the Bluegrass Games, and this year is going to be a little bit different than we've had in the past, because there's three divisions of the Bluegrass Game, A, B, and C. You know, obviously A is the toughest division, B is the second toughest division, and C is the bottom division. And we generally play in the C division, and you know, I asked the girls this year what they wanted to do, and they're like, let's just play in the B. If we get beat, that's okay. It's a scrimmage. So, you know, we've gone up there in the C division before and played some really good teams and gotten beat. And we've gone up there before in the C division and played some really poor teams. And, you know, playing a poor team even preseason doesn't help you. So we're excited to go up there and see what we can do against some of these really strong teams.
Yeah, it's kind of an opportunity for the team to bond a little bit, too, with that trip to Lexington.
Oh, yeah. We all stay at the same hotel. And, you know, girls are relational, so they enjoy the fact that they get to go to the pool with each other and enjoy each other's company. And it's just a good time.
You mentioned it's kind of a rebuilding season for you. What's kind of the hopes and goals for this year for the Lady Tigers soccer program?
Well, our goal has to be, because is score goals. That has to be our goal. Because we have just not been a good offensive team. We haven't been a good offensive team ever since that I've been coaching, and which means the common link is I'm the common link. So we've got to figure out a way to do better offensively. I think that we've got a good solution to that. And you know, Coach Alan Schaefer is now one of our assistant coaches, and he has a history of being a great coach with the boys program for years. And now I'm just blessed to have him as a coach on the sidelines with me. And he brings an offensive mindset to a lot of different things. So I'm excited about you. And the girls have already taken to him in terms of being able to enjoy having him as a coach and not having to listen to me all the time.
Well, and you and Alan played together years ago, right?
Yeah, we played together for in high school when he was a year ahead of me, and we were on the very first soccer team ever in Caldwell County. And and then, you know, I coached the boys for many years, and then he took over and coached the boys for many years after that. So we know each other very well. We've been friends since high school. We've been friends out of high school. Our families are close. I'm just blessed to have him.
Well, tell us what you're working on right now in practice. And as you start practice, are you kind of gearing up toward the Bluegrass State games, or are you really just gearing up for the start of the season?
Well, until today, we're just regular, you know, skills and doing things we need to do. And and this morning we've started a little bit more of working on the team play and doing some things since we have to, you know, since we're playing Saturday. But it'll be ugly. Our formations will be ugly on Saturday. We're just not anywhere close to a place we need to be as far as where people need to go. And I don't even have set, you know, in my head exactly who's going to play what. We do have a couple interesting things that have taken place here in the last couple of days that may have changed the things around. Right now, Addie Middleton, who is normally an offensive player, has kind of taken into a role of a center back, which brings us a lot of different positive attributes to our defense because of her speed and her strength. So, we'll see how that goes and see if that changes things a lot or not.
Now, you guys get to play two games Saturday and one game Sunday, right?
That's correct.
Now, looking ahead to the season, what's some big dates on the schedule? I noticed we have a big doubleheader at Lyon County to kick off the season.
Yeah, we have an interesting scenario this year, and the Lyon County coaches and I got together and we started the scheduling process, and we're starting the season with Lyon County and we're ending the season with Lyon County. That's the only team we play twice throughout the year. It's actually possible we'll play them a third time because it's possible we'll play them in the All-A depending on how that goes, but we'll just see. But that's just an interesting scenario. We wanted to give that a try, and both they're both doubleheaders. Just to see what's going on and, you know, how we've all improved by looking at what they've, you know, played at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year and how those games happen. And those are, you know, they should be, they're a border war. So it should be a good gate. It should be a good time. I think both teams are looking forward to those games. So we'll just see what happens there. So, you know, obviously the first game of the season is what you circle, the first full game of the season. The second team we play is Treat County, which has become a very strong team. We beat them last year, but they beat us the year before that. And they have about eight seniors this year, so they're going to have lots of experience, and they're going to be a really, really tough team to compete with. So we'll see how that goes on that first Tuesday. And then we go just a few days, and the All-A starts. So we'll just have to see how all that takes place.
Well, and the All-A is at Lyon County, right?
Yes.
So you'll see Lyon County a whole lot this season.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. Now, and they've got a new coach, and they've got a lot of good excitement over there. So, you know, I expect Coach Melton to do a really good job with them. I expect them to be a really good team.
Now, when you look at the district this season, it's always going to be tough, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Our district has become a bear. You know, Madisonville North is so strong. In my tenure of coaching here at Caldwell with the girls, we've only beat them once, and that was in penalty kicks. Hopkins Central has had, you know, they're going to have another year where they have eight seniors. They had eight seniors last year, and they're going to have another year where they have eight seniors this year. So this class of theirs that has come through and has just been such a strong class has given us lots of trouble the last two or three years, and we've struggled to beat them over the last two or three years. So it's it'll be tough. Our district is going to be tough. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
But we do get to host the district tournament this year.
That's a plus. You know, being able to that's a plus. Yep.
For sure. I always love getting to play here at Butler Stadium. And, you know, I appreciate you letting us check in with you at practice. And we'll let you guys get back to work. Good luck at the Bluegrass State games this season. And good luck all season long.
Well, thank you. I'm proud of the way these girls are working. We got a lot of great players this year. And you know, really, we're going to be really young. But I think we're going to be quite competitive anyway.
All right, Rhett. I'll let you get back to coaching.
All right. Thank you. Have a good morning. Yeah.
Rhett Miller, Caldwell County Lady Tigers soccer coach there, live from practice this morning as, again, the team getting ready to go to the Bluegrass State Games this weekend up in Lexington. We need to get to a break here on the Sideline Report. We'll have more, and we'll tell you all about the 2025 Caldwell County Football Hall of Fame class when we come back right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
I'm Stephanie, manager of Purcell Tire. We offer a wide variety of options to keep your vehicle running smooth. We are now offering our car care package that includes oil and filter change, tire rotation and tread depth check, brakes, battery, belts, and hoses check. Call us today at 270-365-7291. Come see us at 309 U.S. Highway 62 West in Princeton or visit us online at purcelltire.com.
Did you know every time you shop in our Big Deal Store, you're not just grabbing a great bargain? You're supporting local businesses right here in our community? At WPKY, the Big Deals program allows local businesses to trade gift certificates for advertising, helping them grow as they reach more customers. And don't we all want our business community to grow? Help our local business community thrive and save money, too. Shop Big Deals at WPKYonline.com and make a difference. Visit WPKYonline.com and click on Big Deals today.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks to Emma Tally Smith and Rhett Miller for joining us on the show this morning. Now, the moment you've been waiting for, we've got the 2025 class of the Caldwell County Football Hall of Fame. Here it is: D. Kane, Curtis Bates, Gary Bertel Dixon, Wes Oden, Jeff Boone, Austin McGowan, and Sue Sims. D. Kane's senior season at Caldwell was 2015. He was a consensus first-team All-Stater as both a junior and a senior for the Tigers. A two-way standout, Kane was a member of the Tigers' state runner-up team in 2012. Curtis Bates was a senior on the 1958 team that went 9-0-2. A two-way starter, Bates was named All-WKC guard as Caldwell won the West Kentucky Conference Championship that season. Gary Bertel Dixon's senior season with the Tiger football team was 1973. He was a two-way standout at guard and linebacker. He was honorable mention All-State as a senior. Wes Oden was a senior on Caldwell's 1986 team. The versatile two-way performer was also a kicker for the Tigers. He had a 36-yard field goal in Caldwell's 15-7 victory at number one-ranked Mayfield in 1985 in what was legendary head coach Al Giordano's last game on the Tiger sideline. Jeff Boone was a senior on that 1985 squad that pulled the upset in the season finale at Mayfield. A two-way player, he was second on the team in tackles in 1985 with 73. Austin McGowan's senior season was 2013. He was an offensive lineman and saw some action on the defensive line for Caldwell's 2012 state runner-up squad. As an offensive lineman, McGowan helped the Tigers average 48.9 points a game in 2013 while the team went 12-1. And also selected for the Hall of Fame as a contributor and supporter is Sue Sims. She was a longtime bus driver for the Tiger football team, and Sims is simply known to most Tigers as Sue Mama. So there's the 2025 class of the Caldwell County Football Hall of Fame. We're now joined by Caldwell County Tiger Gold Rush Club President Benji Dunbar. And Benji, a pretty good list there for the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. That's like you said, that's a pretty good spread over the years.
You know, got one from the 60s, one from the 70s, a couple from the 80s, a couple of more recent guys. So that's pretty cool. And the Hall of Fame class will be recognized October 3rd, when the Tigers host Mayfield out here at Tiger Stadium.
Well, that'd be great. That'd be great.
You guys have been busy with the Gold Rush Club, and first of all, you've got the Meet the Tigers kickoff banquet coming up later this month.
Absolutely. It'll be next Saturday night, the 26th. We've got tickets on sale now. All the football team has tickets to sale. Each member has like five or six tickets, I think. And if you can't get a hold of one of them, I'm going to leave some here at the radio station.
Okay.
And I think Heather may have a couple to give away or whatnot. And I'll have some out at AgriChem if you need to get a hold of me or call me or just come stop by out there at the store and I can get you tickets. We're going to have Elijah Sindelar is coming to speak, and that ought to be a really big draw, I think. We're also going to have a live auction and a meal catered by Hancock's, more for less, out of Katy's. So I want to thank everyone that made the golf tournament such a big success at last week. And we've had a busy month. We got more things planned for the fall, a couple of games we're going to have some special events at, and very busy right now.
Anything more you can tell us about the special events you got coming up?
The first home football game against Marshall County, we're going to have Gold Out Night or Gold Rush Night. Everybody wear a gold shirt, and we're probably going to have some giveaways coming through the gate and some other special things that we're going to partner with you guys on, I think, and try to get some interesting things. And then the Trigg County game, the 139 Bowl, we're going to have a tailgate event that night, and some things that we will come back on. If you'll let us come back on, we'll explain more later, you know. Very excited for this season. Scott, excited for this schedule. I think it's going to be a great year, and we're looking forward to big things.
Well, talk about the fundraising effort as far as the Booster Club goes, because I know these are things that you didn't just come up with a couple of weeks ago. These are things you've been working on for a while.
Absolutely. And we have a big purchase that we're going to try to do this year. Aaron has said that he wanted white uniform pants, and that way we could have a all-white color rush kind of thing. Plus, you can use them with others, and it just gives you more uniform options. We have got those ordered and coming in, but still got to pay for them. So, any kind of donations, but that's what we're having the event for, and then the Meet the Tiger event, and get to know the boys and who's going to be representing us, and we're very proud of each and every one of them. Can't say enough about those young men. They work hard in this heat, and they got a 7-on-7 tonight and down at McCracken, I believe. And but we're going to have that the auction, and of course it's $30 a ticket. But think it'll be a big fun night and looking forward to it.
And getting Elijah Sindelar to come back and speak, that's a big deal too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very excited to have him back, and he's going to speak, and it's going to be a big night. We're hoping that we'll have a great big turnout.
That's the 2014 Kentucky Mr. Football.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and when he left Caldwell County, he owned just about all the passing records in the state. So
yeah, that's exactly right.
I know he had most touchdown passes, which I think he's been passed now. Kid down at Paducah Tillman got him. Kid played an extra year, though, because of COVID. So
right.
He had a fifth year, and Elijah didn't. So
yeah.
Put an asterisk by that one.
That's right.
But 144 touchdowns, you know, you go back and think about that over 4 years, and that's just incredible. And those teams that he was on were, D. Kane was on those teams, and he's going into the Hall of Fame. Elijah was put in last year.
Right.
So that was some fun times.
It sure was. A lot of points scored in that era.
Yeah, when you go out and get 50 a game, it makes it easier, doesn't it?
Big play offense, and it was exciting times. It sure was.
Well, this is the second year, I guess, for the Booster Club. Have things been a little easier for you guys this year than maybe last year? And what did you learn the first year that helps you out now?
Well, it just takes a while to get up and get started, you know, and we have faced some obstacles. We're learning how to navigate that. But yes, in some aspects it's been a little easier, but some aspects it still produces some angst and anxiety about how you're going to get everything to work. Yeah. The golf tournament, can't brag on that enough, man. It was a great day, a little hot, but we had a great turnout, and everybody, we had a really good gain by that, and everybody had fun, and everybody talks about how they want to continue that on year after year. You know, they used to have the coaches tournament out there years ago, and that had fell away for a while, but this year it's really fun, and I enjoy being part of it.
What'd you guys have, like 26 teams sign up?
I think we had 20 somewhere of that neighborhood. I think we had actually 23 that showed up, I believe, and this time we weren't in dead period, so we had some of the boys out there to help out, and I think that added to it. Those guys seeing actually what their money's going for and their donations and stuff, but we had a really good day, really good day.
We got to get on our Caldwell County golfers though, because we let a team from Trigg County win the thing.
I understand. Yeah. But that's all right. But that speaks well. I mean, when you have an event and you got neighboring counties coming in and supporting you like that, it's great. And we don't want it to go the other direction too much, but we would rather have it come this way. But we do appreciate those people coming. Yes,
well,
sir.
The first thing they said after they won the tournament was, though, you guys have beat us 15 straight years in football, so at least we won something.
That is exactly right. That's exactly right, and we hope that keeps up, too.
Well, what's kind of the outlook for the football team coming up this season? What are your thoughts and hopes on the year?
Man, I think I'm really excited about this new schedule. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be better for us. Now we're going to have to play in.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't get that automatic bid anymore, so – but that's good. It makes every district game worth something, you know. And of course, we still got Mayfield, but they can be got. Anybody can be beat any night. So, but I really am looking forward to this new schedule. It's and some teams that we used to play back in the 60s, 70s, 80s that we're getting another look at now. So
it's definitely, don't want to say easier, but when you look at last year's schedule, the last 2 years, and you had 6A schools, and every week you were playing.
Absolutely.
You know, Christian County or McCracken County, and then you had Madisonville and Graves County on top of that. That was a little much.
It was a tough schedule for you know, and our boys, you know, the size we are and stuff. But, maybe we're back, you know, in a more friendlier, I'm not going to say easier, because it is more maybe friendly to us.
But you have to be careful at the same time because, yeah. You know, you go to Hopkins County Central in that opener, and we got them last year, but that doesn't mean you're going to get them this year.
No, it doesn't.
They'll be ready for
they'll
it.
They'll be ready, and it's always tough to play over there. And you know, Marsh County's big school, and in Union. I mean, we still got some. And
that Johnson kid's finally gone, though, after about 10 years as their starting quarterback.
That's right.
So maybe there's some hope for that one.
It's almost like the ring staffs in Livingston Central.
Yeah, they played for 10 years.
They had 50 of them, I guess. But then we got Webster and Todd Central. That's one that we had lost for years.
It's been 30 years, I think, since we played them.
But got them back. And, I mean, it's Fort Campbell back on the schedule, you know. Used to, I guess, well, we met them in the playoffs last year, but
yeah.
We hadn't been regular. So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of lined up like it was when we were kids.
All that's missing is Reedland.
Right, exactly. Maybe we could get them coming back. That was always a great game for us.
Yeah, for us.
Yeah, maybe not for them, but.
Well, again, tell us about the football banquet coming up, the Meet the Tigers event, and when that is, how people can get tickets, and all those details.
Sure will. It's the 26th, which is a week from this Saturday night at 6 o'clock out the high school cafeteria. Any football player has tickets. I've got tickets. You can call me or get in touch with me, social media, however you want to. But out at AgriChem where I work, I've got tickets out there. I can get more tickets if I need to. If you see any, like Kyle or Jessica Rogers or Holly Ennis, we can all get tickets. And but 6 o'clock, we're gonna have a meal and good fellowship. Gonna have a live auction and the big draw is Elijah Sindelar gonna be there, man, and we're really excited about it. And I think it's gonna be great. And
yeah. Going to be fun. The season's on us. Like you said,
absolutely.
7-on-7 tonight at McCracken County, 7-on-7 Friday at Murray State.
Yep.
And then we have 7-on-7 here Tuesday, although hopefully the heat won't get us. But
man,
Tuesday's supposed to be the hottest day coming up, and it's plenty hot today.
Oh, it's already a scorcher out there right now. I don't know. Yeah, it's one thing you get into in July and August. Yeah. You never know what you can do and how late you got to start something. But. Yeah. It's going to be cool next Saturday night inside the cafeteria.
Yeah,
so
go.
6 o'clock, come and enjoy an evening with us. And it's a good cause. Like I said, we're buying uniform pants. We're also getting other equipment. We bought equipment and several things over the last year, and it's just an extra thing they probably couldn't have done before because they was hamstrung with the school. I mean, you know, and the budget. But this here, it helps out. And everything goes to the football team. So,
appreciate you coming in this morning.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Caldwell County Tiger Gold Rush Club President Benji Dunbar there. Big show today here on the Sideline Report. Again, we appreciate Emma Tally Smith for joining us. Also, we checked in with Rhett Miller at Caldwell County Lady Tigers soccer practice and announced the 2025 class of the Caldwell County Football Hall of Fame. If you missed it, we'll have that up on social media later today on WPKYonline.com, on yoursportsedge.com, and all those places, so be looking for that. That's going to wrap us up this morning here on the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and yoursportsedge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton!